I really did have my moral compass. I really did have a peace about who I was. And George's transition caused me to wake up in a bit to that the strength that I had, the quiet strength that I had, that part with my faith as well. So that I would say it just has grown, and I'm a very a contentment with my authenticity, I think. I feel very much solid in who I am and able to weather. So even those 2 years with the uncertainty of where this would lead us, it did not ensue a panic in me. It more was an assurance that, you know, it will be okay. And it's hard to fight with a call. And I wasn't going to be fighting with a call. I didn't feel a need to. And so I'll admit that my strength came also from realizing that, boy, if this call is to something, is to go to Haiti and live amongst the folks that had his heart right then, and we had three young teenagers at the time. So I'll admit, my strength was in saying, you know, I can let him go do that. It doesn't mean that I'm going to be necessarily there, but I can let him go do that and we'll be okay. I don't need to fight this.
And that's interesting. I think so often spouses, you know, get very uneasy and even actively work against their partner's desire to really change life in some fundamental way, especially when it affects economic security. So right. The fact that you were okay with that and that you felt that...
Well, I would say minimally okay with that. I had a solid peace, but certainly it was not an easy time, and it was a time of you know, searching and finding myself in a deeper way, finding my strength.
This might be a good time to recommend to any who are listening that marital counseling at times like that is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength.
Right.
And the fact that we have been married now for 47 years is attributable to our willingness to go during that 2 year period of struggle to seek professional help and mm-hmm. work through. And you know, for me to hear Susan say in counseling, if you want to go off in this direction, I may not go with you, was a moment of awakening for me, and a decision point for me as to where I wanted to take my life in ministry, because I didn't want to lose this wonderful woman and these three kids.
And so that was part of how you decided that the homeless in Grand Rapids would be also a good
Absolutely.
Group to be ministering to?
I found that you don't have to go to the ends of the earth to find people who are poor and struggling. They're right here under my nose all the time, and I didn't see them. But my introduction to the work of Heartside Ministry, which was a brand new nascent organization at that time, and I joined it as a seminary student for my student placement, and then stayed there after completing seminary and being ordained, and worked there for 15 years.
I did not know that, so I'm glad you brought that up. What are you most grateful for these days?
Well, I'll start, because I again, just really thinking about that in light of everything we talked about, because this is deeply personal stuff. And you know, my family is my treasure. Three grown kids and six almost grown grandkids. But I think what I'm most grateful for is having a life partner that allows me to become me, to be authentically me, and supporting that and giving me the space to actualize. So without that, it would have been, it would be very unhappy. So I guess I would say definitely having a partner that, you know, celebrates you as who you are and yet doesn't dictate to you who you are.
And 47 years is, yes, you know, a good long stretch.
Well, it's actually 48, but
Booze counting.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a great record of, well, even, you know, it's funny, even just tolerance. I mean, as you're saying, you love each other and there's all the support that you give each other, but just being able to live day to day with another human being is sometimes challenging.
Right.
So,
oh, space is important. Space is a good thing to allow one another.
Yeah.
Even physical space. We have in our home, we have our two studies that are very different in the way we've organized them.
Would you say something about those areas? Yeah, tell
well,
us.
Well, sure. Mine is they're both, I think, 10 by 10 foot rooms.
Yeah, they're not
large. Mine has shrunk by the fact that I have bookshelves on the three of the four walls, and I would have them on the fourth, except that there's a closet there where I got to put winter coats.
His closet is filled with books. Don't let him kid you.
I love that. Yeah.
And you know, and a little desk and a chair, a reading chair in the corner, and that's my escape area.
And mine is my quiet area. So I have a small little bookcase, but no more than like 25 of my key spiritual and meditative books. So it is my quiet space. And just very interestingly, we've had this, we're a really good balance, but we're very different, if you probably
I get that a little bit. Yeah.
And a lot of it is the kind of being and doing personalities. And after 48 years and letting one another grow and watching and growing individually, I think we've come to a good balance of that being and doing. However, truly, mine is much more comfortable in that being realm, and a lot of that beingness has really guided George's doing.
Yeah, that's interesting to explore a little bit, because as I even described my growing up years in my family, it was all about, you know, a head faith and an action faith. Your the evidence of your faithfulness was how you carried out your life in respect to the poor and the widow and the orphan. I didn't have a spiritual life as such as part of my faith growing up, and it was Susan that introduced me to that spirituality and helped me grow a spirituality that could then undergird my action. And I found that action is social action is stronger and better and richer if it's undergirded with a spiritual nature. So that's been my work. I continue even after retiring as mayor, and even after we've moved out of Grand Rapids. I'm still socially active around social justice issues, environmental issues, LGBTQ issues, poverty issues, but I bring with that work a spirituality that Susan introduced me to.